This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gillette College received possibly its final share of the optional 1% sales tax from the Campbell County Commission last week, receiving just over $636,000 to pay for faculty in English, math, and industrial electronics, as well as two diesel instructors and a custodian. The board's relationship with the college has been longstanding, and although the Gillette Community College District will now have its own funding, it's hoped that the district and the county board continue a good working association. The board also approved funding for five other organizations in the city. The 16th annual Black Cat Ball, benefiting the Northeast Wyoming Community Health Foundation, is scheduled for this Saturday evening at 6 at Camplex. The ball is the primary fundraiser for the year. The theme of this year's Black Cat Ball is Welcome to the Jungle. For more information and tickets, go to newcommunityhealth.org. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The number of events observing the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks were many and varied over the weekend, but the reasons were the same: to gather, remember, and honor lives lost and forever changed. Firefighters, as well as ordinary citizens, climbed the Thunder Basin High School bleachers in honor of the flights of stairs first responders had to climb. And throughout the day, there were visits to the Traveling Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall stationed at Camplex Park. Whatever the observance, Saturday was filled with memories, prayers, and allegiance pledged not only to the country, but to each other. The Campbell County Public Library will be holding its 34th annual used book sales starting at 5:30, early access for Friends of the Library members today. The sale will be open to the public starting tomorrow and running through Monday. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.